For all we know, this could be the next European TV program to become a hit in the United States. You've heard of Downton Abbey. This program goes a little more continental. The program by the Danish Broadcasting Corporation is spreading to other countries, sparking a discussion about the edgy subject of inheritance. Sissel Overgaard reports.
An eccentric baby boomer artist, her four grown children, a country manor, and a will favoring the daughter given up for adoption. That's the background for Arvingane, translated as The Legacy. Dramatic fallout? That is the starting point for what's become a national run on legal advice in Denmark.
This mess we're watching on TV right now, we have to make sure that's not going to happen in our family.
Attorney Bodil Raun says she's been hearing that a lot as people call her office looking for help with wills.
Just one day there were seven new cases, and I would think that would normally get for a whole week.
Denmark's largest legal chain, Advoden, says online inquiries about inheritance issues are up by 143%. And while lawyers aren't revealing dollar figures, it's fair to say The Legacy and a simultaneous documentary on this subject have sparked a little gold rush for family attorneys here. Very few Danes have wills when compared to the U.S. That's partly because the country has more built-in rules about inheritance. But as family structures get complicated and parents have more to give, says Raun, it all gets tricky.
The need for a will is a lot bigger today, and the issue has gotten a lot harder because it's a lot more difficult to make a will when you have my children and your children and maybe children together.
In that sense, she says The Legacy symbolizes a new chapter in the unfolding story of the baby boom generation, and it's a discussion that's likely to spread. The series has been sold to the UK and other European countries, and as far away as Australia and Mexico. Danish Broadcasting is also working out a deal that could bring The Legacy to American TV screens soon. The Legacy's sales success is largely based on the stellar reputations of earlier Danish series, like Borgen and The Killing, both of which were shown in the US. But the corporation's head of drama, Pew Berndt, says this program was meant to be a change of direction, and even she's been surprised by its reception.
It seems that there was a need for it in the audiences. You know, they really wanted this very close emotional family drama.
A drama that could translate into extra business for family lawyers elsewhere in the world. For NPR News, I'm Sissel Overgaard in Billund, Denmark.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.